Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Mac Maloney with us has written more than 50 novels that include military thrillers, science fiction, historical fiction. He's written several nonfiction books, including UFOs in Wartime, Beyond Area 51, and Mac Maloney's Haunted Universe. Mac created the long-running Wingman series and is the host of the Mac Maloney's Military X-Files, which is a weekly podcast, and has worked as a consultant to the U.S. government on anti-terrorist programs as well. Mac, welcome back to the show.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm fine. How have you been?
Pretty good. No complaints.
How did you get involved working on anti-terrorist programs? How did that happen for you?
Well, a friend of mine works in that area, and they had a program going where, believe it or not, they wanted to take in some fiction writers to, I have to choose my words carefully here, to create scenarios that intelligence agencies would then program and then kind of carry out in a room.
Uh-huh.
How else to say it.
To put that, that's right. Was it fascinating for you?
It was great. I was working in a place, a very high security place, and the people that I was working with, you know, have been in the business for a long time, and we just kind of wrote plot lines for these agents to train in and to train with, and we could kind of watch for this kind of match going between the agents and the quote-unquote terrorists. We could see it on a big screen and see who's winning and so on. So, yeah, it was fascinating, to say the least.
Lots of things going on these days, Mac. I want to talk about your book, Haunted Universe, as well, but get your reaction to the government's report on UAPs, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. Do you think we're ever going to get to the bottom of this?
It's a good question. I mean, I hope so, but It would have to go in a completely different direction, and what that is, I think you have to turn it over to the scientists and have them do scientific studies of UFOs, and instead of leaving it up to, let's say, government agencies. I think that's the only way you're going to really kind of prove it. Whether it happens in America or China or India, you know, that's up for grabs. But I think that until there's scientific proof and data, I don't think we will get to the bottom of it.
And, of course, they didn't admit that UFOs are real, but they didn't negate it either. It's kind of frustrating, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but, you know, not surprising, really. You know, they're in this position, they, you know, being basically the U.S. military are in this position of not having to say, we don't know what these things are. Finally, now they have come out and said, well, we don't know what they are. But that's been I mean, that's how it's been all along.
Right.
The last thing they want to do is publicize that. But, you know, because of this space, this bill that this thing was attached to, they had to come out with something. So they came out with six pages of really nothing.
You think they really know something?
No, I don't. I don't think so. I don't think. I don't. I know that the U.S. military does not know what UFOs are. They have plenty of evidence that they exist, as we have seen. But they've had evidence going back to World War II. They've just never come forward and said, "Well, you know, okay, we agree that they actually exist."
In your book, Macabaloni's Haunted Universe, you touch on a lot of subjects, including where's the best place in the United States to see a UFO?
Oh, man, well, there's a bunch of them, but there's a place in Minnesota, Elk River, that for whatever reason, more UFOs are seen there, let's say, per capita than any other place in the United States. And not only do people see, you know, what you would call typical UFOs, saucer shape and so on, but they see things that look like Boeing 747s, just different shapes, sizes, really crazy stuff.
How did you get these incredible stories for Haunted Universe?
Well, I'll tell you, it goes back a while. I mean, I've been, when I was researching my other books, I would come across a lot of, let's say, data that, wouldn't necessarily fit in the first two books that I did, nonfiction books. So I would just put the stuff aside. And I'd actually been doing that, all my life. I worked in the newspaper. That was my job to kind of take the odd stories and put them aside. And I used to make copies, bring them home. So I had, boxes of this stuff. And had the offer to put it into a book, and that's what we did.
I love the cover. Who did the sketch of the alien?
I wish I knew. I don't know his name, but everyone comments on the cover. The cover is really
it catches
a really good cover.
Yeah, it does. It snaps right out.
Mm-hmm.
It picks you up. Of all the things that you've investigated in terms of the Haunted Universe, what would you say is one of the most strangest?
Wow, that's...
Because there are a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. Just strange. In World War II, there was a battle World War One. There was a battle that went on for 5 months between German forces on one side, British forces on the other, and it was in this part of Belgium that it got an unusual amount of rain. That rain, combined with the bombs blowing up and everything, made mud that in some cases was, 10 feet deep. And but the soldiers had a battle, back and forth across this mud. So anyway, in the battle itself, 400,000 soldiers were killed. 100,000 of them were never seen again. They died by sinking into the mud.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And even now people say, people don't want to go near the area. They hear all kinds of strange noises and stuff coming from there at night. So that's pretty strange.
You're almost like a bizarre Ripley's Believe It or Not, aren't you?
Well, I grew up reading Ripley's Believe It or Not. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
And, so as I said, when I had a chance to put together a book like this, that's kind of the format that I took.
By the way, the alien doesn't look too friendly.
No, there's not a smiley face on the alien.
No.
I think it's kind of cool.
Now, do you think that's real, too? That some of them can be that... evil looking?
Well, how will we know? There is one thing, though, I got to say that when I was researching UFOs in wartime, my other book, and that's like 250 stories of UFOs and military encounters, and I think there is actually three instances in that book where there's some kind of hostile action between UFOs and, let's say, our airplanes or whatever. Vast majority of them, there is no interaction as far as hostile intent. A lot of times UFOs just seem to be there watching us,
mm-hmm.
watching us do our thing.
What do you think the World War II Foo Fighters were, Mac?
Well, I think they're the same thing as we see today. I think they were UFOs, and I think, my own theory, I didn't create it, but one I come to believe in is that because there was this idea that the Foo Fighters, when people would see Foo Fighters, they'd be flying alongside these bombers bombing German cities in the middle of the night and during dogfights and things like that. But they just seemed to be there observing, and so that came to my idea that maybe they're time tourists. Maybe they're really time machines coming from our far future, coming back, seeing history being made, because they never interfered. They're always just kind of watching.
Mac Maloney's Haunted Universe, his website is his name, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And the books that you wrote, the three nonfiction books at least, are they quickly available on Amazon?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. UFOs in Wartime, Beyond Area 51, and Haunted Universe.
I'm going to throw out some lines and tell us a little bit about the stories behind it. King Kong, was it real or not?
Well, there was a creature that people saw back, in Africa back, let's say, 150 years ago that, maybe wasn't as big as King Kong, but it was a very, very large gorilla. And there was some kind of link between the people who wrote the screenplay for King Kong and had some kind of at least knowledge that there was this large creature in Africa. And they think that, well, maybe that's kind of the dotted line to the movie. But yeah, there was way back when there was a large King Kong, and a gorilla that might have been the idea behind King Kong.
And bigger than like a super gorilla could be?
Yeah, they everything gets exaggerated, but yeah, they said it was like really, really unusually big.
Interesting. Spooky action at a distance. What does that mean?
Well, this is something that Einstein came up with. I'm no physicist, believe me, so I'll try to explain it. If you have two atoms that are linked, they're a pair of atoms. If you take, let's say a little hammer and you hit one of them, and it starts vibrating, the other atom will start vibrating as well, whether they're literally next to each other or they're at opposite ends of the universe. And no one knows why that happens, but it does happen. So that's what that was Einstein's reference to it, was spooky action at a distance. It's a cool name.
How about the cursed subways of Tokyo? What the heck is that?
This is true. They built a huge kind of main subway station in the middle of Tokyo, and it took them years to build it. And Tokyo is a very, very busy city, and lots of people move around by mass transit. So I think that it was 9 or 10 stories high, had many, many dozens of railroad tracks coming into it, and they built it thinking that, okay, we're going to probably expand to this level, expand to that level, expand to that level over the coming years, these levels being more underground as you went along. And they say, people got caught down there because it was all empty. There wasn't necessarily exits that you could find readily. And so supposedly people have disappeared into into the new Tokyo subway station.
Now let's talk about the United States Navy's super secret Caribbean base. I was in the Navy 9 years. I never heard of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's called AUTEC. And what it is what its official duty is where they test nuclear submarines and also the submarine crews. And the strange thing is it is not in the United States itself. It's in the Bahamas. It's right in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle. There's a trench between the U.S., continental U.S., and Bahamas, and it's a place where the submarines can go down to quite a depth and test different electronics and, as I say, crews and everything. But there's a lots of stories around this place where people see UFOs down there on a regular basis, and they also see USOs down there on a regular basis.
Submerged UFOs, yeah.
Right, and see them doing very, very strange stuff, like going very fast underwater, which, should be kind of physically impossible. But many, many stories around there and around AUTEC. And, again, it's strange that the Navy built their Area 51 in the Bermuda Triangle.
Interesting. What is the very mysterious M Triangle?
The M Triangle is a place in Russia, in the Urals.
Okay.
It's a very large, national park. But for a long time, during the when the Russia was the Soviet Union, civilians were not allowed in it. And the reason why is that people who would go in there, and it had this reputation over hundreds of years that if you go in there, strange things happen to you. And only the Russian military was allowed in there up until, when the wall fell and so on. Then they started letting journalists and scientists into the place. And they found all these very strange things. I mean, it's really well documented. You know, once again, routine seeing UFOs, seeing balls of light in the sky. The animals come up to you. The animals have no fear of humans, even fish. Very odd things would happen. To some people, they would go in and have different diseases cured, and a lot of people would report coming out a different person, you know. And I think the most extreme case of this is it was a guy who was kicked out of the Russian army and caught on to be a journalist for a magazine in Moscow. He went in people would go in there for 2 weeks, and he happened to go in at the same time a reporter from People magazine went in. So they kind of, you know, keyed in on him, and he was, you know, no genius by his own admission. But when he came out of there, he had a newfound, you know, knowledge of astrophysics, went back to Moscow, I mean, turned in the story, went back to Moscow, and in 2 years, he was a cosmonaut. Now, that's a real life-changing experience.
And in 2 years, that's it?
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
The UFO trail in Chile. Tell us that story.
Well, once again, it's one of these places that, you know, let's say the locals know a lot about. You can go, but not necessarily other parts of the world. You can go to Chile and go to a very, very remote part of Chile airport, and then travel like another 100 miles, and you get to the UFO trail. It's basically walking up a mountain along a mountain ridge. And, again, it's one of these places where people just see UFOs and strange lights in the sky on a regular basis.
Some people think that there is a agenda by aliens to keep us from conquering space. What do you think of that story?
Well, they're doing a good job of it. Who knows, you know? I mean, who knows really what is going on? There are a number of instances. There was a time back in the 80s through the 90s, right after the Challenger explosion, that, you know, it just seems like we couldn't do anything right as far as getting spacecraft off Earth and into the moon and Mars. There are a number of, like, kind of foul-ups that are really hard to believe. There was a rocket that was an exploration rocket that was going to Mars, and when it got halfway there, only then did they figure out, and this thing cost more than $1 billion, they figure out that, you know, half of it was in regular measurements and half of it was in metrics. And then when the part that dealt with the metrics kicked in, everything went wrong, and they lost touch with it, crashed onto Mars, $1 billion down the drain. It just seemed like someone would have caught that mistake before it was halfway to Mars. So, and there's just a number of different instances where, you know, we've tried to, a lot of them are to send spacecraft to Mars, that just some of them just... they go out there and you never hear from them again. So maybe that's what people are referring to.
We've got Mac Maloney. We're talking about Mac Maloney's Haunted Universe. We're going to get into questions next hour with Mac. If you have a question, jump on board or share one of your strange stories with us, too. We'd love to hear that. You might get enough stories to write another book, Mac.
That'd be cool.
Sure would. Sure would indeed. Have you come across anything about curses in your research?
Nothing that comes to mind, to tell you the truth, you know.
Haunted places?
Haunted places. There's lots of haunted places. We, you know, in Haunted Universe, we go through the most haunted place in every state. And some of them, like, are really creepy. I know in Washington, the state of Washington, there's a high school where... you know, one night during a high school play, one of the actresses just died for some reason.
Oh, geez.
Died there on the stage. And now when people go and, you know, use the auditorium or anything, they see her up in the balcony, they hear her laughing, they hear her clapping and singing the songs she was singing in the play and stuff. And just something about that was, you know, really creepy.
That is strange times indeed, Mac, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, for sure.
How much do you think the CIA knows about UFOs?
Well, again, they know more than we do because they have more evidence that they exist. You know, I am convinced, though, that they don't know. No one knows. No one on this earth knows what UFOs are, because if we if we did know, I don't think we'd be living in this kind of world. I think we'd be living in a different world. And, you know, and also, I think the proof in the pudding for me is that, you know, the president of the United States is supposed to know everything or ask a question, and he has to be informed on stuff. If the U.S. government knew what UFOs are, I think our past president would have been the first to tweet about it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.